So how do we actually go about studying what humans originally evolved to eat? What kind of parts of our anatomy will we actually sort of be studying?
Well, this topic is of immense interest to a lot of people. And excuse my croaky voice, but a lot of what we supposedly know about this issue is speculation. So what we rely on is the way humans are today and how people interpret that in terms of what we were meant to eat. So what we tend to look at are both the nature and length of our digestive tract compared to other animals, the type of teeth that we have, the acidity of our stomach, these sorts of issues, and even the type of poo that we end up being produced. So when people examine these sorts of things, it allows them to speculate about the type of diet that perhaps humans evolved to eat.
And what kind of diet are we talking about?
Again, that tends to depend upon who you most listen to. So it is clear that we are not carnivores. We don't have those very strong canine teeth that you'll see in, you know, the big tigers and even in dogs, although we do have canines. They're much smaller. We also don't have highly acidic stomachs. The acid in the stomach in canines is very important in terms of digesting, particularly the bones that come in with the meat that people eat. On the other hand, we're not totally vegetarian either, because we don't have the length of lower gastrointestinal tract, which allows for the total breakdown of plant materials. So most people in the end suggest that we're a little bit in between. That we do have quite a long gastrointestinal tract, which does allow us to get quite a lot out of plant materials, but not everything. We do have a reasonably acidic stomach. It does allow us to break down the bonds between meat fibers. So most people would suggest that perhaps we were very successful because we're actually able to be adaptive to the food that was available wherever we were living.
So some of those arguments you might hear that human beings were not designed to eat meat, you know, given the fact, as you mentioned, their teeth and stomach acidity, we shouldn't be sort of taking these kinds of arguments, as you kind of, I think, alluding, as a gospel. There's one thing or another as a gospel from a particular scientist or another group.
No, and I think the lesson most scientists take away from it is the reason that humans have been so successful as compared to other animals is that we are very, very adaptive. And we have learned, because we were able to develop a large brain, which to a certain extent was dependent upon eating animals, because we had a large brain, we're able to adapt to live in whatever environment we found ourselves in, whether that was hot, cold, in a desert, in a forest, in a tropical oasis. So humans have been able to live in all parts of the world. And as you know, when you travel across the world, there's different food in different parts of the world.
Mm. So when we talk about the kind of lifestyle changes, I mean, we see people these days advocating for a paleo diet, which supposedly harkens back to the kind of things we would see if we were cave people scrounging up the kind of things that cave people ate. We should eat nothing but that because we are evolved to eat nothing but that. We've also seen a great deal of lifestyle changes, depending on where you live around the world in terms of what our diets would look like. But would it be fair to say that adaptability has meant those kinds of lifestyle changes, we still have adapted? You know, depending on what we've evolved to eat, we can still adapt to the lifestyle changes of a modern diet as compared to a primitive one.
Well, certainly we would need to adapt. That's the bottom line for humans. We are continuously adapting to changes in what we have available. Unfortunately, that adaptation in some ways can be overridden a little bit by very, very rapid changes in our food environment. And we have had quite rapid changes in our food environment. Firstly, with the advent the Industrial Revolution, which allowed for food to be processed, kept, produced in mass in one place and shipped somewhere else, to the point now where food is often produced from ingredients that perhaps have no relevance to the original foods from which they were extracted. So I think why it's useful to understand how we evolved and what biology dictates is food for humans. It's also important to understand that the environment which we live today perhaps puts different demands upon us than the environment which we lived when we were cavemen.
Mm.
And today, our environment is more about sitting in front of computers. That's where most of us do our work. And it's, leisure time activity. We're not being chased by anybody, at least in a physical sense. Our survival is more dependent upon how much money we earn than anything else. And so to believe that just because we ate in a particular way millions of years ago, that this now has some direct relevance to us today is perhaps a little bit misleading.
Mm.
What we are finding is that even in the past 50 or 100 years, people say, my grandfather, he went out, he ate, fried steak and eggs for breakfast, and he, never touched a vegetable in his life or things like that. That might have been the case. And as a very active farmer, he might have been able to get away with that.
Well, we will have that, but Tim, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Not a problem.